That was his first mistake.
Yeah.
No, these are. Falls down in Mississippi. Not so long ago, when the young boys from Chicago town walked in his southern door. This boy's fateful tragedy, he should all remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I disremember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There were screaming sounds inside the barn. There was laughing sounds out on the street. Then he rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood-red rain. And they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him now, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, 'cause he was born a black-skinned boy. He was born to die. And then to stop the United States of yelling for a trial, two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury there were men who had helped the brothers commit this awful crime. And so this trial was a mockery, but nobody seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. Oh, the jury found them innocent, and the brothers, they went free. While Emmett's body stroked the foam of a Jim Crow southern sea. If you can't speak out against this kind of thing, a crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's clay, and your ears must be filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your mind, it must cease to flow, for you to let our human race fall down so god-awful low. This song is just a reminder to remind your fellow man that this kind of thing still lives today in that ghost road Ku Klux Klan. But if all us folks that thinks alike, if we'd give all we could give, we could make this great land of ours a greater place to live.
That one?
This is one of the greatest contemporary ballads I've ever heard. It's tremendous.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
It's got some lines in it that just make you stop breathing. It's great. Have you sung that for Woody Guthrie?
No, I'm going to sing that for him.
Going to sing
time.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just wrote that one about last week, I think.
Fine song. Makes me very proud. It's what's so magnificent about it to me is that it doesn't have any sense of being written. You know, it sounds as if it just came out. It doesn't have any of those little poetic contortions that mess up so many contemporary ballads.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I try to keep
it. And then, of course, you sing it so straight. That's fine.
Wait, Lynn Chandler has melody, though.
He'll probably be very pleased with what you did to it. What song does he sing to it?
He sings another one he wrote. He wrote about some bus driver out in Colorado. It crashed a school bus with 27 kids. That's a good one, too. It's a good song.
What other songs are you going to sing?
You want to hear another one?
I want to hear tons more.
Okay. Hey, let me sing you. I never get a chance to sing. Let me just sing you a plain, ordinary one.
Fine.
I'll tune this one. This is open E. Oh, I got one. I got two of them.